The following program is sponsored by What's Right, What's Left Ministries and is responsible for its content.
Portions of the following program may be pre-recorded.
I am Pastor Ernie Sanders, the voice of the Christian resistance. Stay tuned. My radio broadcast, What's Right, What's Left, is coming up right now.
From Independence, Ohio.
You changed our life for the better in many different ways.
Heard around the world every Monday through Friday.
Pastor Sanders is always years ahead of the rest of the media, telling you exactly what they're covering up.
This is What's Right, What's Left.
I tune in every chance I get to hear exactly what's going on with the voice of the Christian resistance.
Unabashedly cutting through the rhetoric by exposing the hard topics facing our society and world.
A lot of the other news media don't pick up the news items like he does.
And bringing to light the enemies of freedom who are out to steal your rights, your children, and enslaving you.
You really get the truth out. I can tune into your show and hear the unvarnished truth. Thank you.
This is What's Right, What's Left with Pastor Ernie Sanders.
Good evening and welcome to another edition of What's Right, What's Left on this 24th day of January 2023. And tonight, we have Courageous Craig at the helm in Swiss style, you might say. And say hello, fellas.
Hello, Pastor.
Hello. Is Courageous there, too? He's not. He's out about. He abandoned his post.
He had to hit the town.
Oh, okay. I'll tell you who would never, ever abandon his post. Neither in his chopper or on his farm, whether it was the helicopter or the tractor, Pastor Joe Larson, the parson Larson, would never abandon his post. Hey, Joe.
I'm still here, good Lord willing.
No, Greg would never abandon his post. I'm just, all right.
Probably
so,
doing something that, keep you up and
he's out there.
The
he's keeping an eye on the enemy. That's what he's doing.
Yep.
That's what he's doing. Yep. Anyhow, Joe, we need to stay. You know, we start in a prayer tonight to make sure we can try to stay on the air, okay? So why don't you do that again, and then I'm going to tell the folks how those folks in Denver, Portland, Little Rock, Atlanta, Orlando, and Tampa, how they can still listen to us even though we go off the radio. Now, I'm not sure if tonight's our last night there, or if it's tomorrow night, this is the last night. They said it ends on the 20th.
It's tomorrow night. I'm not positive, but I looked at my notes, and Wednesday night is my notes say it's the last night.
All righty, so we have.
And were you, in the prayer request, were you referring to the problem the station was having last night? The callers couldn't hear on that?
I'm referring to the problems that only occur when we're on the air. They only occur, and I've heard that by more of the people that the board operator is saying, we run good all day long, never a problem until you come on the air, okay? And, that's what we expect, but we know what our job is. And the Bible says we're to be the watchmen, we're to warn the righteous and the wicked, and that's what we're here to do, and to educate, to inform, and to bring them the Word of God and the salvation message. And
nowhere did God say that everybody was going to be happy with us, right?
Right. Well, you know you're over the target when you're getting the flak, right?
Flak, amen. And I'd be happy to pray. And folks, you loyal listeners out there, join me in prayer. There's much, much power when many voices are raised to the Lord. Dear Heavenly Father, you heard Pastor Ernie explain the situation quite well. All day, things seem to work well at the station. We're on the air, and there are also all kinds of problems crop up, and stations go dark, and there's scrabbling in the air. I can't even think of the technical terms, but too many things go wrong. It's coincidence. And we know the enemy would like to see us silenced. And we would just ask you to give us that hedge of protection that we wouldn't have any stations go down, that your message would be delivered loud and clear, Lord, and that Pastor Ernie and I would do thy will and speak and teach that which you would have us do. And we just ask you to watch over everyone there at the studio, at the station, and enable them to do what they're supposed to do. And we just ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thanks, Joe. All right, we got to get right into the scripture. We have so much to cover tonight, and we got to get after it. So tonight, remember the title was Sunday, Joe, was America's was 50 years to the very day last Sunday, the 22nd of January, was America's darkest hour. It was America's darkest hour. That's when some wicked, ungodly, evil men proclaimed themselves to be God. And they said, we will take what God has made unlawful, and that is the transgression of his dominion, and we will make it legal by license if you purchase a license with mammon. That's what these wicked, evil, ungodly men did. And you had a wicked, evil, ungodly media that was pushing it. And they pushed for... and you had such things as the whoredom of feminism, another one of the most wicked, evil things that ever happened to America. And so brought so many curses on this country because of what these wicked people have done. And so that's what the title of the message was. And we're going to pick it up because that's what we're preaching on. And Proverbs chapter...
We know that comes from Genesis 1 and verse 26. And God said, let us, that's Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, make man in our image, after our likeness. And we know that Satan is out to what? Destroy the image of God, right?
Absolutely. And we're, as we go through this...
That's what abortion and all these other things do, is they kill that image of God.
Well, when we go through, we'll take a look and we finish with the divine institution of human government, what God gave us, and we see... what God's judgment is on what they did, okay? And so right now, see, there's a mindset right now, all of these women that are taking the kill pill, there's a mindset that they're not really guilty because the baby's not really, is still very, very young, and therefore, you know, everybody's doing it, therefore it's legal. Well, guess what, Joe? Those women, according to the Word of God, those women that take that kill pill, the RU486 or the other one, according to God's word, they deserve to die. According to the word of God, they deserve to die. Now, a lot of them will. A lot of them will take that pill and they will die from it. But they've got no reason to complain. Because according to God, now their argument's not with you and I, okay? But according to the word of God, what they're doing... Now, if only the pastors in this country had the guts, only a few do, to stand up and really boldly and warn these women, don't you understand what you're doing here? You know what? They wouldn't do so many. I had a Presbyterian preacher one time tell me, he said, Brother Sanders, I agree with everything you're preaching. I listen to you all the time on the radio, and I agree with what you're doing. But, you know, you have to understand something. I could not preach that way in my church. I could not preach that message. I have so many women in my church that have had abortions that if I were to preach that wet message, I would offend them. And I asked them, I said, let me ask you something. If you had been preaching against this horrible, horrible sin, do you think maybe you wouldn't have so many women in your church that have committed that horrible sin? And he paused for a minute, and he had this strange look on his face. And he says, I never thought of it that way. He said, you're right.
Even more than that, he needed to go right to that church and preach that message, and then immediately after preaching that message, say, there is one way to escape your death sentence. And that is to go to the Lord and repent of your sin. Understand what you've done. Understand what the Lord thinks of what you did. and truly repent and ask and beg for forgiveness. And if he truly loved his congregation, he would want them to be first convicted that they are sinners, and then convict them that they need Jesus more than ever, that they need to be saved, and only he can forgive those sins. That was his second big mistake, is not seeing the opportunity to save a large portion of his congregation from going to hell.
Right, absolutely. And, you know, I actually had
mistakes
here in Northeast Ohio.
Bad enough.
Joe, here in Northeast Ohio some years ago, in what is called a Baptist church, what is referred to as a Baptist church, Joe, I was actually asked by the pastor if I would come and preach a message on abortion. And he said, "Pastor Sanders, I'm sorry, I forgive me, I just don't have the courage to do it." He said that the church is filled with Democrats, and I'm sorry, but he said, if you would do it, they need to hear that message that you preach, and I'm sorry, but I just don't have the courage. And I said, don't apologize to me. It's God you're offending. It's God. And I did. I went out there. And Joe, when I went out there, I was met by their two deacons at the door to tell me, we just wanted to let you know that we're all Democrats in here. And we know we've heard you on the radio. Boy, I told him, boy, am I glad you told me that, you know. And Joe, I let him have it. Heaven sweet, hell hot on the sin, the murder of children. And Joe,
I thought that warning would back you off, right?
Well, what happened, one of those deacons that warned me that they were all Democrats, when I was preaching that message on the fires of hell, and right from the Word of God, now we turn it right to the Word of God, and one of those deacons actually fell out into the aisle crying. And so it wasn't me. It was God's word. It's God's word that does the convicting. We're just the messengers. That's all we are, is the messengers. Don't ever give yourself more credit than you deserve. It's God's word that doesn't return void, not us. But,
right.
But our job is...
Scripture makes it clear, without the Holy Spirit, we can do without God. We can do nothing.
Absolutely. Well, we better get into the message. And we're starting tonight in Proverbs 28, verses 1 and 2.
Okay. The wicked flee when no man pursueth, but the righteous are bold as a lion. For the transgression of the land are many are the princes thereof. But by a man of understanding and knowledge, the state thereof shall be prolonged.
Okay, let me ask you a question. What is a very, very good example in the Word of God where we see the wicked fleeing when no man was pursuing? It's a classic story. It's Gideon. When Gideon and his 300, when they went up against tens of thousands, I believe, if I remember right, it was almost 50,000.
Yeah, something like 46, 48. Yeah, it was a huge number. Huge army.
Right, and what they did is they just did what God told them to do, and you only had 300 men, and they set them. What they did is they got up on the ridge where the enemy had camped in the valley, and at nighttime they all had a lantern, and they had a clay pot, a clay pitcher, and when they were given the signal, they would hold their lanterns up. And when they gave the signal, they broke the clay picture. And what was the significance of that?
I remember I was thinking they yelled this. They also yelled something, the sword of the Lord.
All right, Joe. Back in those days, for every lantern, when they went to war at night, a lantern, you usually had one lantern for... either a platoon or sometimes a company of men. One lantern.
Okay.
So when they saw these 300 lanterns, they didn't think of 300 men. They thought more of 300 platoons of men, right?
Yeah.
And the breaking of the clay pitchers sounded like the clanging of armor.
Yeah. Oh.
And so now you picture that the enemy's down there, you know, 40-something thousand. They look up and they see they're surrounded. Here are these lanterns. They're not thinking of 300 men. They're thinking more of 30,000 men. And so the ones...
taken by surprise, and then they hear the break of the noise, and that noise puts them in confusion.
And so those, the enemies that were on that end of the valley, they ran away from the lanterns, and same with the enemies on the other end of the valley. They ran towards the middle of the camp, and in their confusion, they ran into each other and fought each other. And so God's pretty wise, isn't he?
Extremely. Well, he knows our every weakness.
And so here now, when it says, for the transgression of a land are many, are the princes. The word princes there, Joe, is the same as what we call legislators. Mm-hmm. Legislators. Do you think the legislators we have in our government have made many, many, many transgressions?
Oh, yes. And they keep doing worse all the time.
I remember Gerald, the congressman, I'm having one of my senior moments right now, the one that said that God has no voice in Congress.
Jerry Nadler,
yeah. Yeah, Jerry Nadler, he said, God has no voice here in the halls of Congress. You think God may take issue with that?
I think God just laughs.
And so here it says this. But it says here, many are, for the transgressions of land are many, are the princes thereof. But, now listen to this, but by a man of understanding and knowledge, the state thereof shall be prolonged. Did we have a man of understanding and knowledge in office until the deep state, until the very, very corrupt, and I mean extremely and completely and totally corrupt, Antichrist deep state brought him out?
Well, he sure did.
And so here...
his name was Donald J. Trump. That's why they had to get rid of him, because he was that man.
And now we still have today in Congress, we have people like Jim Jordan, Matt Gaetz, Josh Hawley, Ted Cruz, etc. They're good examples of men of understanding and knowledge, are they not?
They are.
All right, let's go over to Psalm 9.
Nine.
Let's go over to Psalm 9. And in Psalm 9, read me verses 16 and 17.
The Lord is known by the judgment which he executeth. The wicked is snared in the work of his own hands. Begin. Selah. The wicked shall be turned into hell, and all the nations that forget God.
Well, do you think America, and since that dark day, January 22nd, 1973, since that dark day, has America been being reduced more and more and falling more and more every day?
Yes, because every day that number of aborted children go up, euthanasias go up, and more lives have been taken by abortion than all the wars and conflicts this nation's been in. That was even, from Roe v. Wade on.
Okay, well, let me ask you this. Do you remember what happened in 2012 at the Democratic the convention?
Yeah, when they left God out of their program.
They voted God out by a voice vote. They voted him out by a voice vote. And
they
so here,
the way of all the stuff they wanted to do, you know.
Yeah, the ungodliness. I mean, the Democratic Party is completely corrupt. There's nothing about it. Nothing. Not a thing about it. And no Democrats left within it that are not corrupted. And so here, He goes here, the wicked shall be turned into hell, and all the nations that forget God. What do you think the fools at the World Economic Forum having that big party where they're bringing in, they're having that meeting over there on climate, and they're importing in world-class prostitutes to come in there for their entertainment. Do you think, now these are the very same people that just recently come out and said, there is no God in heaven, and no Jesus living above the clouds is going to come back to earth. There is no God. Man will be God. Okay. Now, would you consider those people to be fools?
Extreme fools. And one day they will be, they'd use the term shock and awe. They will experience what that really truly means when they realize how wrong they were.
Every single day in this country, in this world, fools die. Every single day in this country, fools die and go to hell. But God lives forever, doesn't he?
Forever and ever and ever. There is no end.
Was there any skeleton in Jesus' closet?
No sin.
Nope. Mm-mm. And so America has forgotten and forsaken her God, expelled him from the public school system. Do you remember that?
Oh, yes. They kicked him out a long time ago. In fact, it just reminds me of old Alexander Solzhenitsyn when they asked him what happened in his beloved Russia. And he said, well, all the old-timers have a saying, this nation has forgotten God. That's why this has happened.
Absolutely.
So it's happened before to other countries, other nations, and the answer was they forgot God, and that's what's wrong with America today. There's a nation that's forgotten its God, and it's going downhill because of it.
Well, why don't you turn over to Psalm 33 and read me verses 12 through 15.
Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord, and the people whom he hath chosen for his own inheritance. The Lord looketh from heaven. He beholdeth all the sons of men. From the place of his habitation he looketh upon all the inhabitants of the earth. He fashioned their hearts alike. He considereth all their works. There is no king saved by the multitude of a host. A mighty man is not delivered by much strength.
Okay, I think you got the wrong one. That's Psalm 33, verses 12 through 15.
Psalm 33.
Yeah, blessed is the nation
whose God is the Lord.
Alrighty, okay. Somewhere I was hearing something different. Okay, so blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord, and the people whom he has chosen for his own inheritance. And so who are they? Who are the people that God has chosen for his own inheritance?
All of those who become his children, those born-again believers.
All right. The Lord looking from heaven, beholdeth all the sons of men. From the place of habitation, he looketh upon all the inhabitants of the earth. Now, the nation was born of God. Was this nation blessed in so many ways?
Oh, was it ever blessed? It was blessed like Israel was blessed with a promised land. We were given a promised land, and those who settled it came what? Seeking freedom to worship God.
And
the
so,
Christians
Joe,
came. This became the Christian Holy Land.
When the nation fought for its independence, remember George Washington had an army of 500 men to begin with, going up against an army of 55,000, the British army that they were bringing, 55,000. Now, here, and yet God blessed them in so many different ways, and he blessed the spirit of the American people. Who led that war for independence? Who was it?
That would have been the Lord, really.
Well, it was called the Black Robe Regiment.
The regiment, yeah, because most of the commanders of the militias were pastors, the Black Robe Regiment.
They absolutely were, because they understood that God's Word, the Bible, taught from Genesis to Revelation that resistance to tyranny was obedience to God, huh?
Right, exactly.
And so
they saw the tyranny, especially when it came down that the king wanted to tell them what they could preach and what they couldn't, and that was when the pastors really rebelled, because no one tells God, you know, they were to tell what, give God's message loud and clear and not listen to the laws of man.
Absolutely. But today, because America has forsaken her God, she is cursed in so many ways: abortion, adultery, pornography, divorce, pedophilia, rape, murder, sodomy, corrupt government, election fraud, feminism, transgression, gender perversion, wokeness, BLM, Planned Parenthood, Antifa, and murder in the streets. Because
and
America.
The worst of it is, who is really taking the brunt of all of this is the children. And I can't remember the chapter and verse, but God said, I'll not only forget thee, but I will forget thy children. The children are the ones that, and the parents watching their children, grandchildren suffer, is some of the worst punishment you can have.
Yep, Hosea 4:6 is the verse you're thinking of. All right, we'll be back right after this.
Big John, Big John.
He was born of Elizabeth, the son of Zechariah, sent by God the Father to proclaim the Messiah. He was as bold as a lion, he knew no fear. An awesome man in a coat of camel hair.
Big John,
Big John, Big Baptist John.
Big John.
In the wilderness of Judea, you could hear him there. He was preaching repentance. It was very loud and clear. O generation of vipers, who hath warned you to flee from the wrath to come, better listen, Pharisee. He preached to the sinner, the thief, and the liar. Only one way out of that burning lake of fire. The truth thundered forth from this righteous man, and those that believed found the promised land.
Big John, Big John,
Big Baptist John. Chosen by the Father to baptize the Son, it was there in the Jordan this awesome thing was done. The Holy Ghost descended as if it were a dove. A mighty voice thundered from heaven above. This is my Son in whom I am well pleased. John, his friend, none greater than he. He told all the people about God the Son. He never quit preaching till the job was done.
Big
Baptist John.
Big John.
Now 2,000 years later, the story is still being told, how he was thrown into prison for being so bold. He was martyred for God. To him it was an honor. He earned himself a mansion in heaven way out yonder. Big John. Now John's enemies, they perished in the shame, but John took his place in the saints' hall of fame. Now in heaven above, the angels understood when John preached repentance, he sure did it good. Baptist John.
Big John.
Now there's one thing John wants you to know. It's a fearful matter to lose your own soul. So call upon the Lord while you still can. And better take the advice of this mighty righteous man.
Big John, Big John,
Big Baptist John,
Big John,
Big Baptist John,
Big John,
Big Baptist John,
Big John,
Big Baptist John,
Big John,
Big Baptist John.
All right, we're back, and you know, it seemed like it was, you know, it shows you how fast time is passing, Joe. It seemed like it was just yesterday I wrote and recorded that song, and yet it's probably been over 20 years. And in fact, I think it's been 23 or 24 years ago. I'm not sure. But anyhow, folks, for you folks, whether or not this is the last night or tomorrow's the last night, let me just tell you some of the things you can do. 1, get the newsletter. If you haven't got the newsletter, write for the newsletter, call whatever you have to, but get the newsletter. And, Joe, give them the address.
That address is WRWL, if that's all you need, 14781, 14781 Sperry Road, Sperry Road, Newberry, Newbury, Ohio, 44065. WRWL Ministries, 14781 Sperry Road, Newberry, Ohio, 44065. And if you're driving down the road and you can't get that written down, just go to the website, wrwl.org. WRWL.org, and it will be there for you.
And if you're not on the internet, just call 440-338-1367. Try to remember that if you are driving down the road, 440-338-1367, and get the newsletter. Now, here's why. First of all, we'll keep you informed. We send out things, and you folks who get the newsletter, you know that the articles and the information we send you is exactly what the deep state does not want you to know. And so you'll know that. And number two, you'll have a return envelope. All you folks in the Denver, the Portland, the Little Rock, the Atlanta, the Orlando, the Tampa, all of you folks out there, it'll make it easier for you to get us back on. Our goal is to be back on in your area by May 1st. And if you get that and you help, and maybe encourage some of the churches in your area, we do get supports from a number of churches to help us. The more money comes in from your area, the quicker we'll be back on. Our goal is to try to be back on in your area by May 1st, hopefully. Now, other ways you can still listen to us. You can go to thewordcleveland.com. Or you can get an app if you have a smartphone. That's the podcast, yeah, thewordcleveland.com. You can hear the program. I think what they archive it for 7 days, I believe. Or you can go to, you can get, if you have a smartphone, you can get an app, WHKW 1220 or 96.9 FM. That's WHKW 1220 or WHKW 96.9 FM, or you can go to iHeartRadio, you can go to TuneIn Radio, or Odyssey, that's Odyssey, A-U-D-A-C-Y, or those are several other ways you can still listen to us. And so, or one other way too is we have a number of stations that cross each other. And so they cross several states because we're on a number of 50,000-watt stations. And sometimes they'll cover many states. And you could just go on the dial and tune and try to find out whatever state, is coming into your area. Those are the ways. And I'm hoping that we can, we really never wanted to go out. We did everything we can, Joe. Didn't we do all that we could to keep from going off on those stations?
Stuck our neck out a half a mile, yes.
Yeah, we did. And so, anyhow, folks, there you go with that. Joe, I'm going to do a little clip here. On January 10, Joe Obama Biden, the fellow who's working for his boss, the Chinese Communist Party, he did a really evil, wicked thing to America, just one of the many that he's done. And so go ahead and play that clip.
This will probably be one of the most important videos I've ever put out. Did you know that the United States of America, as you know it, no longer exists? And I don't mean this theoretically. I mean this as in on January 10th, 2023, while no one was paying attention, Joe Biden signed away our sovereignty as a nation when he met with President of Mexico, Manuel Lopez Obrador, and Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau in Mexico City to sign the Declaration of North America. You can find the release on the White House website, wh.gov, which ironically, right now, has a photo on the front page of these three individuals I just mentioned. I'm sure once this goes out to the masses, they will reconsider being so obvious and bragging about what they've done. They've completed what their plan has always been, the North American Union, a declaration separate and outside of the Constitution. Their intentions have been to further give away American interests to organizations like the World Health Organization. It is what some people call globalism, a single market, a single regulator, a single currency, a one-world government. It is critical that people in uniform, including law enforcement and military, understand that they are no longer employed by the United States of America. They are becoming mercenaries working for a non-sovereign who is paying them to control us and stop us from securing our rights, freedoms, and borders. Unfortunately, they know that only a small number of Americans will read the Declaration, yet it spells out their intent of the role of government in all of our lives. Maybe I will read it to you in a future video, but here are some things that you need to consider. One, if you have no country, what rights do you have and how does one assert them? Two, what does the oath of office mean if your country no longer exists? Three, if you're fighting for your country and your country no longer exists, who are you fighting for? Four, if selected, non-elected people are making policy that destroys our country, then how and why are we supporting their efforts? Five, who are we paying taxes to and why? Six, if you're abiding laws that never went through the legitimate process of lawmaking like this declaration, then what are you really doing? Seven, if there are people that can take our livelihood through arbitrary rule like COVID lockdowns, then what else can they take from us? Eight, if you were coerced, fooled, or forced to take the gene-mutating agents, what rights did you have? 9. What rights do we have now and moving forward? 10. What are we going to do about it? I can assure you that if you succumb to and abide by the replacement of a highly portable and recognized medium of exchange, i.e. cash, with central bank-issued digital currency, then you will lose any ability whatsoever to control any single facet of life other than its end. How do we protect ourselves, our families, humanity, and its future from what is to come? The next pandemic is already in the works. How will you respond? Their motto is Ordo ab Chao, order from chaos. Please think carefully about not falling into the trap they've set awaiting prey. This is extremely troubling, and there is no help on the way. We must work together to save ourselves. We must work together to safeguard the American dream, the Constitution, our freedoms, and our future by ensuring the resilience and security of our republic. We must leverage us, the American people, our involvement, experience, expertise, our community leaders, governors, and elected and non-elected public servants. We can no longer ignore social, moral, and political collapse occurring right in front of us. Believe what you see, not what you hear. We must move our political discourse from the emotional to the logical and practical to resolve the subversion of our republic via our own systems, education, governance, justice, and national security. I will continue to put out more information about this, but keep seeking truth. Don't get distracted. Nothing else will matter if they take everything away from us. Keep being vocal. We've been silent for way too long. We must work together to help restore America. Thanks for listening.
Joe, I had one lady in particular that got so upset at what you just heard there. She got so upset, and she started going into kind of a rage, telling me, well, we have to do this, we have to do it. In other words, like, it was almost like it was my fault or that Biden is selling us out. And she said, why aren't you upset about this? And here's why, Joe. I don't give them any legitimacy. I do not recognize Joe Biden as being and holding any legitimate office. I don't recognize the deep state. I no longer recognize the FBI as being a legitimate intelligence agency. They have lost the trust. They have broken the contract. They've broken with the people. And so I don't recognize them. I don't have no intentions of abiding by any of the legislation or whatever they pass, because they have no legitimacy anymore. And so here, that's why I didn't get all excited like this lady who's trumping up and down, always telling me what, you know, the whole idea is every time they say, we have to do this, we have to do that, they're always meaning me. You see, I spell we, W-E, they spell we, M-E, me, okay? In other words, they always bring these things and say, you know, what are you going to do about it? You say, there's an old saying, whatever I can do, I should do. What does it say, James 1:22, be you a doer of the word, not a hearer only, right? And so somehow this idea is that the few of us out there that are doing things, the few of us, you know, somehow everything's our responsibility, and it's not all our responsibility. Everybody needs to do their share, don't they, Joe? Joe, are you there? Did we lose Joe? Hello? Okay. I guess I don't know if we're still on the air or not.
You just disconnected.
Okay. Okay, so we are. Okay, you don't know. Well, anyhow, it looks like we lost Joe. I'm going to go see if we can, I wonder if he realizes he's disconnected. I would imagine he'd, okay, he's calling back. Let me see. He'll be coming back in. These things.
Good evening.
Okay, you're back. All right. You probably
phone
missed.
Our lines are all down.
All of our lines?
My phone lines out here are all down.
Oh, okay. All righty. So, but we're not down around the country as far as then. We're still up on the air everywhere. We're still good. Okay.
No, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, he says we're still good. Okay. Now, I'm going to be reading an article here. You probably missed. Did you miss the whole, that whole clip that we just played?
Yeah, I didn't hear anything.
Okay. Well, we're going to go. I'm going to go to an article here, and it's called Losing Their Religion, Why U.S. Churches Are on the Decline. And it's an article by Adam Gabbett. And it says churches are closing rapidly in numbers in the U.S. Researchers say as congregations dwindle across the country, the younger generation of America abandoned Christianity altogether, even as faith continues to dominate American politics. As the U.S. adjusts to an increasingly non-religious population, thousands of churches are closing each year in the country, a figure that experts may believe have accelerated since the COVID-19 pandemic. You don't suppose that was all planned, do you, Joe?
Hey, we know it was planned. Well, it was an attack.
The situation means that some hard decisions for pastors who have to decide when a dwindling congregation is no longer sustainable. But it also created a boom market for those wanting to buy churches with former houses of worship now finding a new life. About 4,500 Protestant churches closed in 2019. That last year data is available, with about 3,000 new churches opening. Now, as far as I know, hardly any Baptist churches. And see, Baptists are not Protestant. People don't understand. There's a major difference. Actual Baptists. Probably 90% of what have Baptist in their name are not Baptist at all. They're Protestant. But actual Baptists.
Exactly.
Yeah.
When Martin Luther made the Great Reformation, he was trying to get the unregistered Baptists to join him, and they said, why? We've never been part of the Great Order, the Roman Catholic Church. We don't have to depart from it because we were never part of it. And he was kind of a little flustered by that, but that goes back a long way. The true Baptists were never joined the Catholic Church at all. They go all the way back to John the Baptist.
Well, in fact, it was the opposite. They came out from us. This is, It's what it tells you over there in First Genesis. They came out from us, but they were never part of us. Had they been
part of us,
right, they would have stayed with us, okay? And so here, and we're talking about actual true Baptist is not a denomination. It's actually a doctrine, Hebrews 5 and 6. Anyhow, so he goes on, and he says here, it was the first time the number of churches in the U.S. hadn't grown since the evangelical firm started studying the topic. With the pandemic speeding up a broader trend of Americans turning away from Christianity, researchers say the closures will only have accelerated. Now, the closures, even for a temporary period of time, impacted a lot of churches. People breaking the habit of attending churches means a lot of churches had to work hard to get people back to attending again, said Scott McConnell. Now, Joe, why was it that when they closed these churches down and then they went to reopen them, people didn't come back? Well, why was that? I tell you why.
Well, some were out of habit. Some found other things to do with their Sunday morning. They filled their times with things that weren't scriptural, weren't godly, and they're just easier falling away.
Well, I'll tell you what you do. The Bible explains it very clearly. Go to Job 38 and read me verses 19 and 20. Job 38, verses 19 and 20.
20. Where is the way where light dwelleth? And as for darkness, where is the place thereof? That thou shouldest take it to the bound thereof, and that thou shouldest know the paths to the house thereof.
All right.
To the house of light.
All right. So what is the house? The house is the house of God, sure, is what it's referring to there.
Yes, the house of God.
Okay. In the early...
And the Lord said, do not forsake the gathering together, right?
Okay, in the early church, they called them church houses. That's where people met in houses, and they called them the church house, okay? But go over here then and read Hebrews 10:25.
Hebrews 10:25.
Yeah.
Verse 15, the assembling of ourselves together as the manner of some is, but exhorting one another, and so much the more as ye see the day approaching.
All right. Keep reading.
For if we sin willfully, after knowing we have received the knowledge of the truth, there remaineth no more sacrifice for sins.
Okay. Let me see. I may have given you the wrong verse. Hebrews 10:25 is maybe my memory is not the best, but I believe in Hebrews 10:25. And
that's not forsaking the assembly. Yeah, it means we're supposed to come together no matter what.
Yeah, yeah.
So that part is right. Maybe the next verse is the one you're...
Yeah. Let me see. Go read the next verse, then maybe I got off by verse, huh? Here you go.
27.
Here, Hebrews 10:25, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together, as the manner of some is, but exhorting one another, and so much the more as you see the day approaching. Okay, so that's what he's referring to.
Right, that's what I read.
Okay, I'm telling you, something very strange is happening tonight, because I don't know. I'm getting something else here.
You're hearing something I'm not reading. I'm reading what you tell me, and you're hearing something else. It's, yeah.
Well, we're up against powers and principalities, aren't we? But anyhow,
not so... the first time, so... Lord, not, just stay with us.
Yeah. Not forsaking the assembling of yourselves together. So now, here. All of the UBF churches, they stayed open. Okay, see, we obeyed God rather than man. We always see, man said, the state said, close down. God says, no, not forsaking the assembly. Don't close down. Okay? And Job, he talks about keeping the boundaries and meeting, going to the house of light. And so here, so we stayed open. We never closed on that day.
When the world went dark, where was the light? In the churches. That's where the light was.
That's exactly right. And, of course, in Canada and even in this country, we had a number of churches that came under attack because they refused to obey the corrupt state. Many of those churches, so-called churches, that wanted to obey Caesar, obey man rather than God, so they closed their doors, and many of them never reopened, okay, because of that, because all the light left there, huh?
Yeah, when you're away from the light, what is there left? Darkness. And that will take over, right?
Absolutely. And so, anyhow, there you go. God's word does not return void, does it?
No, it doesn't. And the second thing in this article, it talked about a lot of the young people, a quarter of the young people that dropped out. So the church disagreed. They disagreed with their church's stance on political and social issues. Well, people sent their children to the public school system, and the first thing the public school system did is turn them away from God. You know, that religion is a myth and all the mythological stories of Adam and Eve, you know, and all that. And then they start feeding them the Antichrist system, the communist ideology, Marxism. And then the parents seem so shocked when the children leave the church and don't come back.
You're absolutely right. And I praise the good Lord that in Florida, Governor DeSantis is doing something about that. And we need, every single state needs to do what he's doing in Florida there. And this is why I gave out the numbers of your congressmen and senators yesterday to call them, folks, and just say, look, we want the same, we want our state to pass the same legislation that Governor DeSantis is passing in Florida. He's going after the stinking teachers union, the corrupt teachers union. He's going after them. He's pulling that critical race theory. That's going to be a crime to teach that in Florida. Here in Ohio recently, I played a clip of some of these teachers that didn't realize who they were talking to, and we're talking about how they're just going to trick. We have our little trick, so we're going to trick the people in Ohio. They're not going to know that we're teaching their children critical race theory, okay?
They've been doing that for years. You and I have been warning people about the education system, and they've been using those little tricks going way back to starting in about the 70s. But there's somebody else we need to add there with the good governor, and that's the governor, Kim Reynolds, in Iowa. In fact, today she signed a historic school choice bill. We will fund students, not systems. It's the third state to pass school choice that it goes to every child. The money goes to the child. The parents can decide where they want to take the money and put the child, whether it's a private school, Christian school, whatever. The money goes with the child, not to the government school.
All right, Joe, we're coming up to a break. Then when we come back from the break, I'm going to play a little clip from Steve Bannon and Cash Patel on Biden's docs, and this is going to be very interesting. So we'll be back right after this. Don't go away. A lot more to come.
Thank you for listening to What's Right, What's Left, the voice of the Christian resistance. To support this ministry, head to WRWL.org. That's WRWL.org. Mail your donations to What's Right, What's Left Ministries, 14781 Sperry Road, Newberry, Ohio, 44065. If you missed part of tonight's program, you can check out the podcast at thewordcleveland.com. TheWordCleveland.com. Once again, thank you for listening and supporting What's Right, What's Left Ministries, the voice of the Christian resistance.
Stay tuned. The second hour is coming up next.